Chapter 11. In the Cellar. Jason arrived at the cellar door and listened. He heard someone crying. He quietly opened the door and saw Amy. She was on the floor, with ropes around her hands and feet and sellotape on her mouth. The school computers were in the room too. Jason put the torch on the ground, removed the sellotape from Amy's mouth, and started to untie the ropes. Amy spoke in a panic.
"It's the painters from school," she said. "They're thieves. They stole the computers and..."
"Shh,"
said Jason.
"Don't worry. I know everything. You're safe now."
But at that moment, Jason heard the front door open and close.
"I'm going to get the girl," a man's voice said.
"Let's run,"
said Jason. But then they heard footsteps on the stairs, and the man with cold blue eyes entered the room.
"Hey, look, Kevin,"
he shouted.
"We've got company."
"What did you say, Greg?"
said Kevin, and he came down the stairs. It was the second painter from school.
"What are you doing here?"
"I know about the computers," said Jason.
"Well, you're very intelligent,"
said Greg.
"But that isn't going to help you now."
Then he took a gun from his pocket and pointed it at Jason and Amy.
"I called the police," said Jason. "They're coming."
Greg and Kevin laughed.
"I don't think so," said Greg.
Suddenly, two hands pushed Kevin and he fell.
"What?"
said Greg, and he turned to look at the door. Then a beer can flew into the room and hit Greg in the eye. Greg dropped the gun and fell to his knees with his hands over his eye.
"Ow!"
Dave and Linda entered the room.
"Jason didn't call the police,"
Dave said to Greg.
"But we did," said Linda. "They'll be here in 2 minutes."
Jason looked at Kevin. He was on the floor and his eyes were on the gun. Jason tried to take the gun, but Kevin took it first.